This is Northwest News from KPLU. A rewrite for a federal education law took a huge step forward today. The U.S. Senate passed a replacement for the No Child Left Behind Act. But KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes says there's a long way to go.
Early on, Democratic U.S. Senator Patty Murray convinced her Republican co-sponsor to craft a bill that President Obama would be able to sign.
We worked together in a very bipartisan approach so that provisions that were egregious to the far left and the far right are not included.
The result was a bill that passed 81 to 17. It gave Republicans something they wanted. It relaxes the federal government's role in education. But it also gave Democrats something, a requirement that states give students a standardized test every year, even if the stakes of those tests are lowered. The process now goes to a conference committee where lawmakers will reconcile the Senate's No Child Left Behind replacement with a House version. That draft is much more conservative, and Murray says there's no way the president can sign a final version that looks like it.
So it's not a conference you can go to and meet in the middle. This is a conference where the House is going to have to move towards us if they want a bill signed into law.
But the Obama administration has also said the Senate bill needs work. And while the president hasn't threatened to veto, he has said federal powers cannot shrink as much as Republicans want them to. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.